You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We got your rankings, we got your sleepers, we got your busts, my do not draft list, my snake draft strategy tips are also up, as well as the rookie rankings. We'll have much more coming, looking at the sleepers and how to compare rankings across sites, all that good stuff. So much good content for you there. And that's what we do here in Locked On Fantasy Football. No nonsense, to the point. Fantasy football with no fluff here for you, and bring you what you need to know to dominate your fantasy football drafts. And we're on our series of draft plans here. We look at quarterbacks and running backs. So today's spotlight falls on wide receivers. What you should do with that position here based on the talent available, how you approach it versus other positions here in 2022, and then just overall looking at the rankings and where you can find the guys to avoid and the guys that you want to target there. So a lot of good stuff that we need to get into, and it's a very active position here, so we want to dive right into it. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right. So wide receivers, there are different approaches you can take. Last year, if you waited, you ended up with two absolute studs there, third or fourth round, Cooper Kupp, Ja'Marr Chase. They ended up being two of the best values there. Kupp, of course, he just knocked it out of the park. Chase was awesome as well. Both of those guys on a lot of fantasy football season-long winning teams. You also had Justin Jefferson live up to his expectations and put up some huge numbers last year. So not surprisingly, those three guys make up the first tier, and they've separated themselves from the rest because these are the guys that are consistent and can take over games. And right now, they're the most talented in the best situation. I mean, Justin Jefferson's going to dominate targets for the Vikings. Ja'Marr Chase in a very explosive passing game, working with other receivers and Joe Burrow. And then Cooper Kupp is Cooper Kupp. He's in his prime right now, fully healthy, can do everything well out there. So Cooper Kupp, there's some talk about, is he falling behind Jefferson and Chase? I would still stick with Cooper Kupp. There could be some drop-off for him coming around the corner soon as he gets a little older, but he's 29. He's still not hit that 30 wall here. So if I'm going to look at a wide receiver early, it's still going to be Kupp above the rest. And Jefferson Chase, I mean, you could do this 100 times and go 50-50 here. I think you're in a good situation with both guys there. Very similar receivers out of LSU, can stretch the field. I think Jefferson is maybe due for a touchdown spike, but so is Chase as well. And Kupp might see a bit of a touchdown regression there. That's what you're looking at in trying to figure out those three guys. But if you land one, there's a very good chance that one of those guys is going to finish as a wide receiver one overall on the board. And we're talking half-point PPR. That's the best format, I think, to go with here to split the difference between full-point and standard leagues. It's also what you see in most scoring systems now. Yahoo, it defaults to that. So that's what we're going to work with here when we break it down. Now, I'm not a believer, as I mentioned when we were breaking down running backs, that you're going to go straight into a zero RB situation where you target wide receivers a lot. If you did that last year, you would have missed out on some really good values there where people were not taking Kupp and Chase early. You could have hit on those guys later and still loaded up your backfield with absolute studs and had a super team there. So, look, there are wide receiver values that can get later. I understand why people say that, because there's more volatility in running back. If you're a pretty good wide receiver and you know what the situation is and you know the targets are going to be there, the talent is there, the quarterback situation is good, barring injury, those players are going to produce closest to their numbers, and there's less attrition overall at the position. So when people are going zero RB, it's not necessarily that they're looking at wide receivers just being more appealing overall. It's just the running backs also are a bit of a pitfall here there if you force yourself into that position. That's what we looked at. What we want in general is a well-rounded team, and you just have to let the draft come to you. I know it's a bit cliche, and really what it means is don't overdraft, guys. Don't get too excited here. Make sure you're going for the right values. And we talked about yesterday that I believe there's 8 running backs that can go in the first round of a 12-team draft there in half-point PPR. And then you have 4 wide receivers. Well, we mentioned who 3 of them were here in the Cup, then in some order, Chase and Jefferson. The 4th guy, it's a toss-up between Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams, but I think those 2 guys arguably have a case to go in the first round as well and maybe make it 7 running backs. If you were doing that, you'd have to decide the 2 guys we had at the bottom of the running back list, Aaron Jones or Nick Chubb, where you want to pivot away from. Now, if Kareem Hunt is traded, then I think Jones would be the guy that you would maybe pivot away from as that extra wide receiver in the first round and have those 5 wide receivers go. And I think Adams, there's a strong case that he can return to the wide receiver 1 overall status. So Diggs and Adams, hard to split between those 2 guys. I mean, Josh Allen is attached to Diggs. He's been awesome the last 2 seasons. Adams has brought it, but he does have a different variable moving from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. Even though it's his college quarterback, there's something you have to factor in there. So again, I think Diggs and Adams, that's just a preference to me. I think Diggs is going to get a little bit higher volume overall because the Bills are a passing team. I think you could have a little bit more diversifying with the Raiders if they involved Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow, where Bills, yeah, you have Dawson Knox, but really it's going to be a lot of Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis there. So in some order, after Cup, that's your top 5. I mean, I think you're set no matter how you look at it there. Cup, Jefferson, Chase, Diggs, Adams. I re-break that down. It's great. Now, when we look at the rest of the top 12, which would be your wide receiver 1s, I think you got to put Debo Samuel on the list. He could see a little regression there in his usage as a running back, and the touchdowns might drop a little bit, but you should also see a pump up in his receiving volume here, and a lot of short passes, intermediate routes that Samuel can take from Trey Lance are going to be in the works. CeeDee Lamb is a great situation without Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup on the shelf, so there's a strong argument that you can take Lamb over Samuel. The biggest thing, Lamb, is if he can be a bigger touchdown factor here as he runs more versatile routes. Mike Evans, we know, is going to be a touchdown guy for sure. I mean, that's what he does. He's an easy money in the bank, 1,000-yard receiver. And there's no Chris Godwin, maybe at full speed for early in the season. You lost Rob Gronkowski, so big catch radius guy gone there. So, really, that is a solid group of wide receiver 1s when we look at those 8 players. Now, who are the guys that join him? It's tough. I think one guy that I feel actually most confident about in that group is A.J. Brown. The Eagles are pretty efficient passing the ball when they had the number 1, and they could do that. So I think Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, that situation can be real. And it's just pure talent. They like A.J. Brown, and I think there's a disparity between him and Devonta Smith having those big numbers. Now, it's a little bit challenging with Keenan Allen and T. Higgins, because Higgins, we know, is on the other side of Chase. Keenan Allen is battling for numbers with Mike Williams there. So I'll put it this way. I like Williams as a value better than Allen. I think you're going to get some better numbers. I think he's a little bit better with the touchdowns that you're going to get. So Allen I still like in half-point PPR for the volume he's going to be involved, but he's getting a little older. So I would go for Williams as a value. I would be careful about inflating T. Higgins too much. We believe Chase is going to build on that and score a few more touchdowns. So I might stick to going early for Chase or a little later for Williams when I look at that Chargers and Bengals situation here. There, so that's just something to be wary of, but I feel better about A.J. Brown in that mix. So if you look at that, that's 9 wide receivers. Then who can round it out here? So interesting group in this 3rd tier. Michael Pittman Jr., also a big target here. There's a lot of parallels to Calvin Ridley, and we know what kind of season he had a few years ago with Matt Ryan. So like the size, catch radius, being able to score in the red zone, and the Colts figuring out the rest. You also look at DJ Moore, pretty reliable. Not a big fan because he doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. I think I would prefer Deontay Johnson there for the Steelers. I think he's a good route runner, sharp. He's going to help whoever that new quarterback is, replacing Ben Roethlisberger more so than a Chase Claypool. And then you have Terry McLaurin. Carson Wentz worries us a little bit there in going after him. But that's how you look at the top 3 tiers. Now, again, the 9 guys I feel very certain about, Cup, Jefferson, Chase, Diggs, Adams, Lamb, Samuel, Evans, Hill, and Brown. And Tyreek Hill says he's still a wide receiver 1 that you can target. I think he's more of a back-end wide receiver 1 there. And again, I want size, strength, people that can finish in the end zone and put up those touchdown numbers that we're looking for. That's how I lead a little bit anyway, is that I like having the volume of the passing game with receptions, but keep in mind, in a half-point PPR situation, a touchdown is the equivalent of three receptions, and a touchdown is equivalent of 60 yards. So if you score a little bit more, you're going to have a little bit more appeal to me, and that's how we can identify some sleepers. But what my early advice would be is make sure you get in on one of those top 12 wide receivers. However you break it down, make sure that you're in on a top 12 player taken off the board at that position there. And again, know what you're getting from these guys. Make sure they're the number one alphas on their team, have a good track record, and have just great physical talent with size, speed, etc. here. That's how you target them. But I think it's very important now, before you get into that drop-off coming, and we talked about it, fifth round, usually there's a drop-off of the position that's noticeable, where you fall into more situational guys as number twos there that you start looking at, and that starts in the fifth tier here. That's kind of where the drop-off is. So that's why it's imperative, I think, to try to get a top 12 wide receiver and diversify your portfolio with a running back early. We talked about that. It's if you take a running back in the first round, there's a good chance you'll end up with a top wide receiver or a tight end there. That's how it would go versus a quarterback there. Compliment, but wide receiver, we know there's a little bit more depth there than just Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews, those options at tight end in that same range with the RB1, RB2 borderlines in fantasy football. All right, we will get into more of our draft strategy, rankings, sleepers, busts here. The plan overall that you should think about when you're targeting wide receivers in your fantasy football drafts. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you're depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. Ready? It's delicious, indulgent cookie dough covered in chocolate. That's right, Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite. It's cookie dough chunk in puff form. Cookie dough chunk puffs have a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks, and of course they're covered in 100% real chocolate. It's all the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, this time it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories. They have a whopping 15 grams of protein packed into them. Run to Built.com and snag a box for you and the family. It'll be the perfect treat. Or if you need them for yourself, that's fine. You can find a really good hiding place and just have them all to you, and we won't tell anyone. Like all Built Bars, the cookie dough chunk puff is covered in 100% real chocolate. That means they're healthy and tasty. Chocolate-covered cookie dough with a light, fluffy texture. It is so good. What's great about Built is that all their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love the new cookie dough chunk puff. Whether you need a snack for your workout, late-night treat, or just need to grab a quick bite on the go, Built is the perfect protein bar for you. And they taste better than a candy bar. Ditch the calories, fat, and sugar. Grab yourself a Built bar. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and get that promotion there. So LOCKEDON15 will get you 15% off your order at Built.com. All right, let us continue the show. We're breaking our wide receiver draft plan for you on today's show, Locked On Fantasy Football here. And again, we said who the top 12 wide receivers are in that mix there that you can look at in the top three tiers. And you should definitely have one of them on your roster here in the early part of your draft by the second or third round. Now we get into some other overall philosophies here. You want to attach yourself to as many dynamic offenses as possible. And that means not just teams that are kind of pass happy and are high percentage of pass plays called that are high volume and very efficient do that. So that also means having a quarterback that can execute and put up those big numbers, 4,000 to 5,000 passing yards. You're not struggling to find that value. And the other thing you have to think about, if they're not that high scoring offense, you got to look at the right people to target. So we talked about Michael Pittman Jr. That's a good one there that you look at, that the Colts are going to be run-oriented, and that's so something you look at there. You look at Brandon Cooks. He's going to eat up a lot of targets there. We know that for sure. You look at Amari Cooper to some degree. I think there are some concerns with the quarterback situation, but then you look at Darnell Mooney, Rashad Bateman. There's where you get some good values there, where these teams might be limited, but these guys are going to eat up the targets as number one. So it's a balance of having that number one that can play off the number two and not see the coverage attention in a more explosive passing game. They're just getting more yards and catches to go around in those type of offenses than these limited teams that might be run heavy, such as the Ravens for sure, and Bateman in a good spot there is a clear number one without Hollywood Brown and Darnell Mooney. And you, speaking of Hollywood Brown, then you get in a situation where you have A.J. Green, you have Rondell Moore, you have DeAndre Hopkins coming back after six games. It's not going to be just as easy to light it up there. If you're going to invest in number two, make sure they can be a high-end number two. We saw that with Allen Williams we're talking about, Higgins and Chase. But another one that you're looking at, if you're having that value, is Allen Robinson playing off Cooper Kupp with Matthew Stafford. That's a great spot here. And again, the touchdowns, that's a perfect case there, that Robinson can be a big touchdown scorer there, and that is expected to be a key role for him. So those are some of those guys I like in the third tier. I'm going to be a little bit buyer beware with Tua Tagovailoa and not go to Jalen Waddle. I'm going to be careful with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy there, not knowing exactly what we're going to get from Broncos' passing game. I'm also going to be careful in the third and fourth tier, really fourth and fifth tier, with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They were previously in those higher tiers, but with that Geno Smith and the Drew Lock situation quarterback, it's something to watch. So Russell Wilson's old team, Russell Wilson's new team, being a little bit careful about that, just trying to figure out the identity there. The other thing you have to keep in mind is don't be afraid of rookies, year two players, young players haven't played a lot. There are still a bit of unknown quantities. And the hot sleeper now, he's really in his third year, is Gabriel Davis that you're looking at, Elijah Moore. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown can be pretty solid in the slot. You look at Drake London in a good situation to eat up targets from Kyle Pitts, playing off him with Marcus Mariota. Don't be afraid of these young guys. They're stepping in spots. You look at Treylon Burks as well. That there's just a lot of rookies that are stepping into good vacated target situations. We talked about the Titans having the most vacated targets. The Chiefs have quite a few. That's why you got like a guy like Sky Moore. So just, again, make sure you're attaching yourself to as many good passing games as possible. And if you have to go to a running team or limited passing team, stick with the number one option. Don't get too deep on those teams, and you can find some guys there. Now, some other busts that I would think about, Terry McLaurin I love, but I'm a little bit worried about Carson Wentz and the chemistry kind of distracting for that here at this point. You look at Chris Godwin returning from the knee injury. Just be a little bit careful with him and see if he can be healthy. I would think I would avoid the veteran Chiefs as much as possible. Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I'm not sure how those roles are going to play out. Adam Thielen kind of fading. Not into Devonta Smith or Brandon Ayuk as much, the way these offenses are, as they're clear number two / number three options when you include the number one wide receiver and tight end in those situations. I think you just have to make sure they have the right value. Like Hunter Renfro there being a now looked at as a wide receiver three, that's pretty good because he was a wide receiver 1-2 borderline last year. So that's a favorable drop for him, but this is also a good passing game where you figure Josh McDaniels will make good use of him playing off Adams and Darren Waller. So be careful of that. And when I say don't attach yourself to just bad, questionable offenses with shaky passing games, Christian Kirk and the Jaguars there is something you can avoid here for sure. So just be careful of that again. Invest more in those high-volume passing games. Invest wisely in those limited passing games with guys that are going to eat up targets. So it's all what it is in the end, opportunities, targets, and the efficiency to make the most of them. And you're going to get those players that are going to be involved with not only great quarterbacks and good passing offenses, but also their teams are going to be involved in a lot of high-scoring marquee games as well, where that's where you see the big wide receiver numbers get put up there, with the big passing numbers obviously tied to that here in 2022. All right, there you have more of our wide receiver draft plan. We will close the show looking at some sleepers, some dart throws you can look at later in your draft that you can target here if you're looking for depth and how you should round out this position on your rosters here in 2022. I know you're listening to Locked On Fantasy Football. Don't forget to listen to also Locked On Dynasty. We have our four experts there bringing it to you there. Marcus and Kate and the gang do a great job there and breaking down other aspects of fantasy football for you. And we'll have a big fantasy football draft week there ahead of the weekend where a lot of you are going to be taking your teams there last Sunday in August. So looking forward to that breakdown here on the network. A lot of good stuff to come here. And we're just setting you up to dominate your draft. That's what we're going to do here all August long until things happen for real here in September, get past Labor Day and the start of the 2022 regular season. All right, it's time to close the show with some final thoughts, breaking down the wide receivers here. Now, these are just guys I like later, and we mentioned the rookies. I do like Treylon Burks quite a bit, just stepping in a really good situation. I like him more than Robert Woods. Do I go Kadarius Toney or Wandale Robinson? If you're going to look for someone, I think Wandale fits a little bit more with what the Giants' new offense wants with Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka. Russell Gage is a good one. I think he's going to eat up a lot of key targets there, especially if Godwin is hurt a little bit. Gage has had an excellent preseason and camp. I think of the rookies, you just said to be careful. I mentioned Sky Moore. I think Chris Olave is going to have a pretty big role playing off Michael Thomas. So if I was going to invest in the Saints receiver, I think I would go Olave later versus Michael Thomas and not be too interested in Jarvis Landry there. I think another situation we can look at is the Patriots. Does Jacoby Myers stay as a key target there as a wide receiver 3 versus Devontae Parker? Rondale Moore is someone that's very intriguing, especially with that 6-game suspension for DeAndre Hopkins and no Chase Edmonds there. Can have a bigger role. I like Jahan Dotson, the rookie for the Commanders. I think his profile is a little bit better. And we'll see where Carson Wentz goes, but he likes throwing to deep guys like that. You look at Nico Collins is an interesting guy as well, playing off Brandon Cooks. We know that there's a strong arm for Davis Mills. The Texans are going to have to throw a ton. Their defense still stinks under Lovie Smith, so keep that in mind. Collins will look pretty good. He's got good catch radius to finish the red zone. The Chargers are an offense. We've talked about explosive offenses. We had the Bengals being able to support Chase, Higgins, and Tyler Boyd in the slot. Joshua Palmer is going to get a lot of looks here on the outside, playing off Mike Williams with Allen sliding in the slot a little bit. So look for Palmer to do some damage here. Justin Herbert probably headed to another 5,000-yard passing season, so good for him. George Pickens is a rookie you're looking at. Big slot. He might be a little bit more valuable in the middle of the field, Pat Freiermuth and Deontay Johnson's route running, than a Claypool there for Pittsburgh, where he ended up being the starting quarterback. People are all over Marquise Hollywood Brown there with Kyler Murray, but you're sleeping on AJ Green. Green did have a pretty nice role there when DeAndre Hopkins was injured last season, so something you look at there. Jalen Tolbert, things have lined up pretty well for the rookie in Dallas, as Gallup is still on the mend. James Washington went down with an injury that's going to cost him maybe double-digit weeks of the regular season, so Jalen Tolbert lining up quickly as the number two to CeeDee Lamb. Great offense there. If you look at it, he's in the top three options with Lamb and tight end Dalton Schultz. Now, there's a lot of buzz about Christian Watson right after the draft because the Packers were excited to get him, especially after losing Marquez Valdes-Scantling and, of course, Devontae Adams. But Romeo Doubs is the guy that's stood out as the rookie in camp for the Packers. He's a healthy guy. Remember that you've seen Watson hurt. You've had Sammy Watkins hurt. Robert Tonyan's on the mend at tight end. So you've seen a lot of Romeo Doubs as well. So, again, always be on the lookout for sleepers and do not be afraid of rookies. I mentioned a lot of rookies there. Last year, we saw what happened. If you invest in the right rookies, you can do that again. But I think this year, instead of that top end where I was really banging the table for Ja'Marr Chase finishing as a high end just based on talent alone and Jefferson the previous season, you're going to look at more sleepers this year. That's a little bit of difference from the year before. But yeah, just go for upside guys as much as possible here once you get past the rest. Don't just get caught up in guys that are a little older. Avoid guys that are into their 30s, they're a little bit smaller. The bigger receivers with speed, size, those are going to be the reliable guys. Again, touchdowns are a cheap way. Again, you put up a touchdown, either 3 receptions or 60 yards. I mean, those are hard things to get there in other forms and games. So keep that in mind as well. How many wide receivers do you want to take? If you're in a half-point PPR league, I think you can invest quite a bit in wide receiver. We talked about having up to 6 running backs. I mean, if you start 3 wide receivers, I think you always want to have at least double that. So 6 wide receivers that you're looking at. So if you make up the roster here, it's just balancing out. You might need more options of wide receiver if you don't get to that top 12. So keep that in mind. That's another good reason to get in the top 12, where you have at least a couple guys that you know you're plugging in, maybe in your starting lineup, and you're just trying to figure out one lineup decision there for your wide receiver 3. So know your league's format. If you only have 2 starting wide receivers and a flex, you can approach it a little bit differently here. But 3 wideouts seem to be the norm here, and just look for the guys that make a lot of sense there. And again, I think you have that one absolute stud. You have one that you think is in a favorable situation, and then you take some chances on some guys, and somebody's going to pan out when you stock the sleepers a little bit there to look at. So I think there's a lot of those options here in 2022. I just think don't expect just to fall into a cup or chase in the later round. I think you have to be real about it and say those type of players are not buried necessarily in the rankings as much. Someone to emerge there, I think the values are a little bit more adjusted to the proper level here in 2022. So again, don't go zero RB, don't go full wide receiver, but make sure that you do invest well wide receiver. So you're not having to make those difficult decisions, and you have some every week plays here at that position. And again, just be smart, be steady, and keep looking at the values, and don't reach and force guys. Go with the guys with upside. You'll be fine here at this position. And it's a position that you can really think about in each round, that just weigh the options versus the rest here. Know that fifth and sixth round drop-off is there, so that might be a good time to pivot away from those wide receivers and then get dive back in where the sleepers become available in the later half of your draft. So there you have it. There's a breakdown here of your wide receiver fantasy football draft strategies and plan here for 2022. So that gives you an idea of how you can build a successful team there at that position. So we've gone through quarterbacks, we've gone through running backs, we've gone through wide receivers. We will close the week looking at tight ends here in Locked On Fantasy Football. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. This has been Vinny Iyer. Now make sure you check out Locked On NFL, our team of experts breaking a league. A lot of exciting action tonight and this weekend with the week one of the preseason official kicking off. So check it out. Get the analysis and follow up there. And we'll have it here for you too as Locked On Fantasy Football prepares you for the draft. Thanks so much for listening. See you tomorrow as we close the week, breaking down our tight end draft strategies for 2022.